Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Ketubos, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin on the very, very top line with the word Gufa. Gufa obviously means that we're going to repeat what we said over in a previous Gemara, so this is a great way for us to start the share. We'll repeat over the din that we learned yesterday. Gufa. So we learned yesterday, Amar Rav Chista, Moder Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Rav Chista said that the opinion of Rav Chunya ben Akana, and Akana's opinion was that we do apply the principle of Kom Lebi Derabimine even on Yom Kippur, which is an Isser of Kares, not like our Mishnah, which wouldn't apply the Kom Lebi Derabimine principle with Kares, and that's why you could collect a Knas for Anusa, even though it was a Isser of Kares, the relationship that the Mishnah talked about in the third part of the last Mishnah. So Rav Chista tells us that Rav Chunya ben Akana agrees that in the following scenario, if a person were to steal the chelav of his friend, and then he ate it, so he's doing two isurim over here. One is the isur of eating the chelav, which is an isur of kares, and the other one was stealing his friend's chelav. So in this situation, since they didn't occur simultaneously, that's why there's no principle of kom lemi derabim neit. That's what Rav Chista said. Shekvar nischayev b'gneva, because the theft of the chalev that occurred prior to the eating of the chalev. And kom lemi derabimine, according to Rav Chista, only is a principle that we apply by Rav Chunya ben Akana, by kares, and a financial penalty is that they both occurred simultaneously. However, that seems to disagree, the Gemara says, lema pliga the Rabbi Ovin. This seems to not be in accord with what Rabbi Ovin said. So it seems to be a machlokas between Rav Chunya ben Akana and Rabbi Ovin. What did Rabbi Ovin say? Amar Rabbi Ovin, hazorik chetz mitchilas arba lesof arba. If a person on Shabbos were to throw an arrow, shoot an arrow from the start of the Dalet Amos of the Shusha Rabim to more than Dalet Amos in the Shusha Rabim, in other words, he would be overcarrying hotzah on Shabbos in the Shusha Rabim. And he shoots the arrow, and if there's nothing else that happens over here, so the arrow is going to go from point A to point B, more than Dalet Amos, and the person will be chayiv for carrying something Dalet Amos in the Shusha Rabim. While the arrow was traveling, vikara shiroyin bahalichoso, you're shooting through a clothesline of clothing, let's say, so you have some silk garments over there, and the arrow tears through one of the garments while it's being thrown Dalet Amos in the Shusha Rabim. So in this situation, Rabbi Ovin says, potter. Rabbi Ovin says, we apply the principle of kom lemi derabim neit, and you're only chayav for the carrying on Shabbos, but you wouldn't therefore have to pay the monetary loss that you caused by ripping the guy's shirt. So that's what Rabbi Ovin says. Now, why? Why is he potter in this situation? Because sha'akira tsorech hanochahi. He says the shooting of the arrow and the landing of the arrow is considered one act. The akira is an essential part of the landing, which is the hanocha. We know in order to be over an issur of carrying on Shabbos, either from Meshus HaYochin to Meshus HaRabim or Dalet Amos to Meshus HaRabim, you have to pick it up, do the act of transfer or carrying, and then put it down. That's the complete issur. Now, if a person here shoots the arrow, that is considered as if he's simultaneously doing the issur from that point on until when it lands. So therefore, Rabbi Ovin says this is a kom lemi derabimine. They're both occurring simultaneously. The tearing of the garment is occurring at the same time as the akira transfer and hanocha, because even though that takes 2 seconds, that takes 5 seconds, that is going to be a single simultaneously act with the tearing of the garment. That's what Rabbi Ovin says. Now, Hacha, Gemara says, Hacha nami hagba tzorech achilahi. Likewise, why don't we say by Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, when the person is gonev the chelbo shel chaveru, he picks it up to go and eat it, why don't we say that the picking it up is like a continuous act with the eating? You can't eat it if you don't pick it up. So, from the fact that Rabbi Chista says that Moda Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, in that situation, that you would be chayiv, it's not commonly the rabbine, it must be the Rav Chunya ben Akana disagrees with Rabbi Ovin's understanding that akira and hanocha is all considered one continuous long act. Or it says, who says? Hachi hashta, those two are incomparable. Hossam, in the case of the shooting of the bow and arrow, e evsholi hanocha below akira. How can you possibly have it landing if you didn't shoot it? There's one uninterruptible act over here. As soon as you shoot it, it's going to go land. And therefore, it makes sense, Rabbi Ovin's idea, that this is considered one big simultaneous act, and we do have kom lemi derabimine in this situation when you tear the silk garments by the arrow, that makes very good sense. But hacha, in our case here, the person picking up the chelev, efshol liachila b'lo hagba, the boy in garchin v'ochel. You can absolutely eat chelev without having picking it up. You know what? bend over and eat it from the plate. So therefore, as Rashi points out, if you don't lift it up three tefachim, others disagree and say it's even only one tefach that you have to lift it up. But if you don't lift it up three tefachim, Rashi says, so then that's not called the hagbah. So therefore, the hagbah, as opposed to the akira, is not an essential act of eating the chaylev. The akira by the arrow is an essential act of being over the yisr. So therefore, it's one long action, and it's considered simultaneous with the tearing of the shiroyim. However, the picking up of the chaylev is not an essential part. It's not one long act of the achila. And therefore, if you wanted to, you could skip the hagbah by bending down the boy gochin, you bend over, and eat it that way. That's teretz number one to say why Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana and Rabbi Yovan aren't in disagreement. In Ami, alternatively, you can say the following. Hasam, in the case of the person shooting the arrow, e boy la hadura lo motzi ma'adila. You can't retract it. You can't take back the shooting of the arrow. As soon as the arrow leaves the quiver, so boom, it's gone. You can't stop it. You can't say, oh, I'd like to take it back. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yovan said that the Akira is tzorech hanochi, because one is inevitable going to happen after the other. As soon as you shoot the arrow, which is the Akira, so then you have the hanocha when it lands. Impossible to stop that. But by the picking up of the chaylev, hocha, motzi ma'arele. Guess what? The guy picked it up and he says, I'm going to go and eat this. But then he says, oh my God, what am I doing? This is chaylev. It's an iser of kares. No, I'm not going to eat it. And he puts it back down. So therefore, the two actions aren't simultaneously. They're not automatically one going automatically into the other one, because he could retract the picking it up by putting it down. It's not a fait accompli, as it is with the bow and arrow. And therefore, Rabbi Nechumi and Akana can say, in the case of picking up the chalev, that the picking up the chalev is a separate time from the actual eating of the chalev, and therefore it's not kom lemi the rabbinate. But Rabbi Nechumi and Akana would agree with Rabbi Oven that the akira and anocha of the arrow is one continuous act. You can't retract it. And therefore, that's why in that situation, it would be a principle of kumlim and rabbalay would apply. So we basically just gave two different answers to reconcile Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana with Rabbi Yovan. The first one we said was because one is impossible without the other, efshal anocha below akira, whereas it's efshal to have the achila without doing a hagbah by bending down. The second teretz was one is irreversible and the other one is reversible. So Gemara now asks, Ma'ika ben hai lishna lai lishna. Is there a nafkamina between these two? Or is it just different ways of looking at it? Gemara says, no, there's a nafkamina. Igrin ayu. The following case. Hamavir sakin b'rishus harabim. If a person were to carry a knife in the rishus harabim, so he's going to be over. If he carries a dalet amos in the rishus harabim, he's going to be over carrying this knife. And while he's carrying the knife, the dalet amos in the rishus harabim, he runs through that clothesline, the korah shiroyin balichosu, and he rips the shirts while he's carrying it, the dalet amos. So, lahach nishna, according to the reason it says the amris, it's impossible to do the hanocha without having done the akira, the first teretz that we gave. So here, hochanami, the same thing. You can't have the hanocha, yevshel hanocha, below akira. So picking up the knife is an essential action for putting down the knife. And therefore, it's considered one long action, and when he cuts through the shirayim with the knife, it's no different than the arrow shooting forward. The akira and the hanocha by the arrow are no different than the akira and the hanocha by the knife. One is needed to do the other one. So according to the first lishna, in this situation, it would also be kamlemi the rabbine. But lahach nishna, according to the second rationale, the armor is lo motzi mahadile. The reason was because once you shoot the arrow, you can't retract it, you can't come back, as opposed to by the picking up of the chaylev, you pick it up, then you can put it down. So to over here, you pick up the knife, then you can say, listen, I'm going to put it down. So lahach lishna, according to the second possible explanation, the amris lo motzi mahadila, hocho motzi mahadila. The reason by the arrow, it's not retractable, but here, by the knife, it is retractable. You could go stop and not keep on carrying it. Dalet amris in the shusar rabin. So we basically have a nafkamina between the two reasons. Now we go back and focus on what Rabbi Yovan had said. Gufa, Rabbi Yovan had said, Amar Rabbi Yovan hazorik chayt mitchilas arba l'sof arba v'kari shiroin b'chichaso potter. We do apply the principle commonly with the rabbinate according to Rabbi Yovan when you're shooting the arrow, because shakira tzorech hanochahi, based upon the reasoning that the akira is an essential part of the hanocha, and therefore it's considered one long act, and therefore it's commonly with the rabbinate when it cuts through the shiroin, when it cuts, the arrow goes through the shirt, the silk shirt. More questions. This says, "Masir Rabbi Bibarabaye, Rabbi Bibarabaye." Yes, wait a second. What about the following brisa? Hagonev kiss b'Shabbos. If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, so in addition to being over carrying on Shabbos, there is the financial problem here that he stole the guy's wallet. So do we or do we not say kamlemi the rabbinate? So Rabbi Bibarabaye says this brisa says yechayev. You do have to pay for the wallet that you stole, and this is separate and in addition to the fact that you are mechal Shabbos. So here we don't say kam lemi the rabbi minei. You're chayev for both of them. Why? Shekvar nischayev b'gneva, because as soon as you picked up the wallet, so you did hagbah on it, and you're chayev for stealing. But that's called him shiavuli the yisur skila. That's before you got to the yisur of carrying on Shabbos, the yisur skila of carrying on Shabbos. So they didn't come at the same time, and therefore, this is why Rabbi Rabbi says at the beginning of this brisa that it's not a kom lemi the rabbi minei situation because they didn't occur at the same time. But haya megarer v'yotzei, megarer v'yotzei. If instead of carrying this wallet out, you dragged it out. We'll talk in a moment what size the wallet was. But leave that aside for right now. Instead of carrying it out and doing a hagbah on it, you did gerira. Gerira is like dragging it out. You did mashiach on it. You pulled it out from the person's house that you stole it from into the Rishus HaRabim. In this situation, potter. Why is that? Shari iser Shabbos ukneva b'am kechon. In this situation, you're not chayef for carrying from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim until the moment that you considered stealing it, because mashiacha in the Rishus HaYochid doesn't make a kinyan. It's still in the owner's possession. So you have to take it out of the owner's possession in order to make the kinyan on it, and that simultaneously is when you're also over the iser carrying from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore this is a case of kom lemi the rabba mineh, because they're occurring at the same time. So this is the brisa that Rabbi Bar Rabbai quotes to us. Now, what's the question that he's asking on Rabbi Ovin's statement? So, amai, he says, ve'amai. Why over here do we say in the first situation, hagoni kis b'shabbos, that you're chayev, shekvar nischayev b'gneva, kodim shiovali de'isus kila. He says, hochanami, why don't we say, le'mo hagbah tzorech ha'tzorhi? According to you, it should be that the akira and the hanacha are all together, and it should be one continuous action. So therefore, when the guy picks up the kiss inside the Rishus HaYochid, he picks up the wallet of the guy inside the Rishus HaYochid, and then he does the hanacha outside in the Rishus HaRabim, so why don't we say it's one long action, and therefore, it should be kam lemi the rabbi minei. He does the carrying and the stealing with one simultaneous action. That's Rabbi Bar Abaye's question on Rabbi Yovin. Shmuel says, no, it's not true, because Hocha Bayis Kinyan, you know what we're dealing with over here? Kigon Shegubiho Almanas Lautznio. When he picked it up in the Rishus HaYachid of the person, so he wasn't planning on taking it out. He was planning on hiding it over there. And therefore, the Nimlach Halav, he then subsequently changed his mind, Lautznio, when he took it outside. So therefore, when he picked it up, it wasn't with the intention of having Akira Vanocha from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. But he did acquire it when he picked it up because he wanted to steal it. He was going to hide it over there. He then subsequently changed his mind, said, there's no good hiding place over here. I better bring it outside and hide it in the garden. Better bring it outside. Hiding the Rishus HaRabim someplace. And therefore, now that's a new action, and therefore it's not kom lemi the rabbi minei. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest, why Rabbi Bar Avin's question is not a good question. He says, wait a second, still. In this situation, if he picked it up, latznio, and then he changed his mind, and he took it outside, that's not a valid akira. Because we learned the Gemara in Shabbos, we learned previously, if a person went, and he took something from one corner of a house to another corner of a house in the Rishus HaYochid, and then he changed his mind. So he picked it up from corner A and was going to put it in corner B. Then he said, you know what? I'm going to just take it outside. And he took it outside the Rishus HaYochid and brought it into the Rishus HaRabim. In fact, you would be potter in that situation. You're not allowed to do this. You're over in Issa Derabanan, but you wouldn't be chayv in Issa Deraisa because Shalohi saw Akira, the picking it up, wasn't considered a valid Akira. Mishah Rishona Lekach, from the beginning when you did this. The very beginning when you did this, your intention wasn't to do an Akira and an Anocha. And therefore, in that situation, it's not over the Issa Deraisa. The Issa Deraisa has to be an intentional Akira, the transfer to the Rishus HaRabim, or Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, and then the Anocha. So here, you don't have both. So how can you possibly answer us that this is not a problem? Shegbi Almanas Latznio, V'nim Lachalov Lotzio, that wouldn't be a chiyuv deraisa. So then we wouldn't get off the ground and have a kol lemi the rabbi minei because you wouldn't be over in Yisr Shabbos deraisa. Shmuel says, Yitaka, right? So don't read it. Lo temo, don't read it now. Shegbiyo almanas letztio. Ella, read it. Lo temo almanas letztio. Ella ema almanas lehotzio. That his intention was, when he picked it up, was to go and take it outside. And therefore, that's why it's Akira and Hanocha. But then why isn't the problem? Then, after all, if this is one single simultaneous action, so then Rabibi Barabai's question is a good question. You should, in fact, say that this Akira and Anocha is one long Akira and Anocha, and it's simultaneous, and in fact, you should be potter because of Kom Lemi the Rabbi Minei. So he says, no, Hoch Ma'eskinan, you know what we're talking about? That he did pick it up, but then he stood still, Kisha Amad. And once he stays still, so the original picking it up was the act of Geneva, And then once he stands still, that ends that Akira. And then when he moves again, that's a new Akira and Anocha. And therefore, in this situation, the Akira and Anocha that he did are not simultaneously with the theft. And therefore, the principle of Komali with the Rabbani doesn't apply over here because they're not simultaneous. So I said, wait a second. Amad Lamai. What exactly did he do when you're saying that he stopped over here? How did that ruin it? If you're telling me, Ilikasev, if you call saying that he stopped to like readjust the wallet, it's not a big wallet over here, it's a pocketbook, it's a big thing, and he's readjusting it on his shoulders, so then guess what? Urchehu, that's considered normal. That's the normal route or way that you would do something like this, and therefore, that in fact would still be an Akira and an Anocha. That's not called that he stopped. That's called he's adjusting his load, and that's normal and typical, so the original Akira would still be a good Akira. So must it be therefore Elabao made Lafush. We're dealing over here with the situation. We have to rest. It was very heavy, and he had to stop for a minute and rest. So if he stopped for a minute and rest, Gemara says, then it's not a problem that it's a brand new Akira. Okay. Gemara says, but wait a second. Avalakasib, that seemed to imply that if he didn't do it to rest, this was just the normal way of adjusting the weight on his shoulder. So then, my, what would the halacha be? And we turn to Lamed Alam Beis. So you're telling me then the halacha would be that he would be potter. Oh. Because of Komlebi the Rabbi Bnei, because it's one big Akira and Anacha. So Gemara says, so then why did you give me the second part of this Brisa? When Rabbi Baravan quoted the Brisa, he quoted the first part, which is just picking it up, and then he quoted the second part where you drag the wallet. So instead of giving me that second case, which comes out of left field, Adetoni Hayim Magaraviyosi Potter, instead of giving us that case where it's no longer a scenario that there's two separate actions, but it's when you drag it out from the Shusha Yochid into the Shusha Rabbim, you're simultaneously also stealing it at that point in time. So that is Kamlei Midi Rabbim. So why did you give me that case out of left field? Niflog v'nisnei b'dido. We always like to keep things as straight as possible. So instead of giving me a new case in the second part of the Brisa, I could have qualified the first case, which was Hagbah, and said as follows. It could show both sides of the argument with the first case as follows. Niflog v'nisne b'dida. Ramedvar Mamurim, what is the first case talking about when we said that it isn't a case of Kamlei b'di Rabbim, it's two separate actions, that's ba'omed lafush. That's if you stop to rest. When you stop to rest, so then that's not the normal way of doing things. So then your original Akira was the theft. You then stopped, and now you have a new Akira. Oh, that shows why it's not Kamlei b'di Rabbim. But Abu Lakasev, if it is just to readjust it on your shoulder, even though you stop, that's called normal. So then Potter, it would be considered one long action Akira Vanocha, and you would have Kamlei Midi Rabbimine. And in that situation, you could show the two sides of the coin just from the first case of the Mishnah by saying, Bamedwar Mamurim, Bamid Lafush, Abu Lakasi Potter, rather than bring me a whole new case out of left field, which is Megara Vyotzi, Megara Vyotzi. Shmuel says, Yataka right. If this was correct, then it would be totally unnecessary to give the case of Megara Ryotzi, Megara Ryotzi. So it must be that this is wrong. In fact, even in the case where he picked it up and then he stopped, whether it's Lafush or whether it's Lakasev, in that situation, we would say that he would be not Kamlei Midi Rabbimine, it's two separate actions. So then how do you explain it? Then why is it two separate actions? If Rabbi Yovan says that we consider the Akira Nocha to be one long action, so then why Taka is it two separate actions and he's Chayiv? Because we don't say Kamlei Midi Rabbimine. It's a very good question still. So you have to say that this Brisa is in accord with the opinion of Ben Azayi. The Omar Mahalech Ke'omei Dami. Because he says when a person is walking, it's as if he stopped. Each step that he takes is like a brand new Akira. And that's why over here he disagrees that the original Akira is essential, one act with the Hanocha putting down at the end, and that's why it's Kamlei Midi Rabbimine, according to Rabbi Yovan. So this is Ben Azai. And Ben Azai says that's not true. Each step that you take is like a separate Akira Hanocha, separate Akira Hanocha. And therefore, the Geneva already took place. And only when you leave into the Rishus HaRabim from the Rishus HaYochid are you over the Akira of the Hanocha at that point in time. Mars then says that that's true, that this is Ben Azai, so then Avol Zorek. So then if you're throwing something from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, what would be the Halacha Mai? It would be Potter. So again, we have the same question we asked before. Why are you introducing another case of Megara Viyotze? Megara Viyotze, you could show both sides from just the Resha, the difference between Hagbah and Zorek. For example, Niflog Vinisne Vedida. You could have it all together in one neat package instead of bringing in a new case. And say as follows, when do we say that there's no Kamlei Midi Rabbimine V'mahalech, when the person is walking? He picks it up and he walks because in that situation there are two separate acts. However, Avol Zorek, that would be one single act because the Akira and the Anocha there is no Omeid, and therefore it's one separate act. And there is Kamlei Midi Rabbimine. Why did you have to introduce Megara Viyotzi, Megara Viyotzi? So Gemara says, no, Megara V'yotzi, it's Trichole. You need to introduce that. Why do you need to introduce that? Because so could I techaminik, I would have said on my own, ain't derech otzor bekach, that that's not a normal thing for a person to do, to go and drag out a wallet from the Rishus HaYochid of the person he's stealing from into the Rishus HaRabim. You pick it up. Nobody drags it out. So therefore, I would have said, maybe that's not called a normal way of carrying. And therefore, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Kamash Malon, that you are Mechal Shabbos. It is a normal way to drag a purse. And therefore, that is over an Itzah of carrying on Shabbos from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and you would be Chayiv Skila, and therefore, all these dinim apply. So Gemara says, really, in what situation is it normal for a person to carry a wallet in this fashion by dragging it? Ubimai. If you're talking about a very, very big wallet, it's not really a wallet, it's basically a safe. You're carrying out some huge thing. So then Urchayu, so I wouldn't need you to tell me that dragging it is a normal way. It's a heavy safe. It weighs 50 pounds. You don't pick it up so easily, you drag it. Okay, then what's the chiddush? It's really a wallet. It weighs a very small amount. It weighs a couple of ounces, and it's so small, then it's not normal to drag it out. So under what circumstances are you saying that it's normal to drag out a wallet? Shmuel says, Ella bimitzi. We're dealing over here with a wallet that's not a little small wallet, but it's not a big safe. It's somewhere in between. And it weighs 10 pounds, 20 pounds. So some people will carry and some people will drag it. And that's what it's telling us, that it's normal to go drag it in this situation. Shmuel says, now let's go and address where he took it out from. He took it out from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. But that's a problem. If we really took it out from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, so you're right, it's a Shabbos Ika. In that situation, he's overcarrying, because we just said this is a normal way to carry it. So you're carrying from the Rishus HaYochid by dragging it into Rishus HaRabim, so you chayv skila for Shabbos, for a hotzah on Shabbos. However, it's a geneva leka, but there is no geneva in that situation. Why is it no geneva? Because that is not considered a proper kinyan. When you drag something and you make a kinyan mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim, it's ineffective. You can only make a kinyan hagbah in the Rishus HaRabim. As Rashi points out, in Dibra Masl, Isser Gneva Leka, the mashiach below hagbah, kosal kedaita, we're talking about that you're just dragging it and you didn't lift it up, and below kanyan Rishus HaRabim, and that's not a valid kinyan. So you're right. You're over in Isser Shabbos, but you're not over the Isser of Gneva. So therefore, it's not a kamlei b'rabbani situation. Are you going to tell me, he took it out from the guy's house into another person's Rishus HaYochid? So, in that situation, you're right. It's a Genevi Ika, because you can make a Kinyan Mashiach in Rishus HaYochid. So, yes, you have successfully accomplished stealing it. You have taken it from his Rishus into your Rishus via Mashiach. However, then there's no Issa Shabbos. To go from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid is not an Issa Deraisa. So, Issa Shabbos Leka. So, Mimarashach. If you went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you didn't do two actions. And if you went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, you didn't do two actions. In the first situation, when you went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you're over Shabbos, but you're not over Geneva. In the second situation, when you went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, you're over Geneva, but you're not over Shabbos. Someone says, no, lo, tzricha, the avki, let's see the Rishus HaRabim. You know what the case is over here? That he went to the sides of the Rishus HaRabim. And the sides of the Rishus HaRabim have the worst case scenario, so to say. You're over Issa Shabbos and you're over Geneva. Now, why is that? Uchman, this goes like the opinion of the following Tana. If you're going to tell me, Ik Rabbi Eliezer, if this is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar Tzid, the Rishus HaRabim, Kirushus HaRabim, Domu, he says that the sides of the Rishus HaRabim have the same status as the Rishus HaRabim, so then, again, we have the same problem as before. Yes, Issa Shabbos Ika, however, Issa Geneva Leka. Then, yes, it's see, the Rishus HaRabim are just like the Rishus HaRabim. So yes, you've been over the Issa of carrying now from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So you're over Issa Shabbos, but again, you can't make a Kinyan Mashiach in the Tzid Rishus HaRabim, just like you can't make it in the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Issa Geneva Leka. Now, you can tell me it goes like the opinion of the Chacham that argue with Rabbi Eliezer. So then it's the exact opposite, but still a problem. The Amrei Tzid Rishus HaRabim, Lav Kirushus HaRabim Domu, the Chacham hold that the sides of the Rishus HaRabim, while it's still a Rishus HaRabim in physical nature, but it's not considered halakhically Rishus HaRabim. Because in that situation, you can make a Kinyan Mashiach there, but then it's not considered carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So Isser Geneva Ika, however, Isser Shabbos Leka. So again, you only have one of the two. You have Geneva, according to Chachamim, but not Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have Shabbos, you're over Shabbos, but you're not over Geneva. So we're no better off by saying Tzidei Rishus HaRabim than we were by saying into Rishus HaRabim. So Gemara says, no, we are better off. Because the Olam Rabbi Eliezer, we are holding like Rabbi Eliezer, and it says it's a difference between the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaRabim. But here you have, again, the worst case scenario in both ways, meaning you're over both these surahs. When Rabbi Eliezer made the statement that the sides of the Rishus Rabbim are exactly like the Rishus Rabbim, that's in regards to Hilchas Shabbos. So therefore, you would be overcarrying when you carry something from Rishus Yochid into the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. Why is that? Because the Zimnim, the Dochekei Rabbim, sometimes there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of people in the Rishus HaRabim, and they can't stay in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and they go, they go to the sides of the Rishus HaRabim, where it's less crowded, but it still has the halachic status of being Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, if you carry it from a Rishus HaYochid into the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Rabbi Eliezer says you would be chayiv carrying. So therefore, in this situation, carrying the wallet from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, meaning the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you're over Isser of Shabbos. And likewise, Aboli Inyan Mikna, in regards to can you make a kinyan in Rishus HaRabim with Mashiach? In general, you cannot, but the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim here aren't like a Rishus HaRabim, but Rabbi Eliezer says that here it's like a Rishus HaYochid. So Aboli Inyan Mikna, to make a kinyan Mashiach in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, it does work. Kani. Why? My timer. Because there aren't usually a lot of people over there, and as a result, the kinyan will work. So a kinyan mashiach can work in the tzidei rishus harabim, albeit it's still called carrying from rishus hayochid into rishus harabim. So therefore, you have, as I pointed out, the worst of both worlds. You're over Isser Shabbos, and you're over Isser Geneva, and therefore, this is going according with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim in some ways are like Rishus HaRabim, and in some ways like Rishus HaYochid. In regards to Hilchos Shabbos, like Rishus HaRabim. In regards to Hilchos of Kinyonim, it's like Rishus HaYochid. That's teretz number one. Ravashi are another teretz. Ravashi says the following teretz. He says, Kigon, what we're dealing with over here is Shetzirif Yodo Lemato Mishlosha Vikiblo. That when you're dragging out this wallet, so you're dragging, now you're leaving the Rishus HaYochid, going into Rishus HaRabim, but you don't just drag it onto the floor, you drag it into your open hand. So now, you've essentially transferred it into a separate Rishus within the Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos, but it's still called the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, when you went into your hand over here, which is in the Rishus HaRabim, you can, in fact, make a kinyan mashiach. And this goes in accord with what Rava said. Kid the Rava. The Amar Rava, what did Rava say? Yado shel Adam, the hand of a person, chashuv lo ki arba al arba, has a status of being a Dalet by Dalet Tvachim area. And since you are in the Rishus HaRabim, so it will have the status over here of being in the Rishus HaRabim. And by the way, you can make a kinyan there, mashiach, because it's going into your hand. In this situation, the hanacha into his hand, which is a separate rishus of dalet by dalet, and your hand is within three tefachim of the ground, so it's considered on the ground, therefore, that's why you're over the Isser Shabbos. And the Isser Geneva, you're over because you're going into the person's hand, and therefore, that's why you're both over Shabbos and the Isser of Geneva. So this is Ravashi's teretz, and the Gemara tells us, Ravacha masni hachi, Ravacha learned it the same way that Ravashi did. On the other hand, Ravina Masne differently. Ravina learned it in the following way. La'olam the Afki Rishus HaRabim. We're not talking about Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. We're not talking about that he put his hand over there. In fact, he went straight from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Over Rishus HaRabim, Nami Kona. But you know what Ravina holds? That you can make a kinyan mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim. So you don't have to go through all these fancy explanations that we just gave. He did the dragging from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, and he holds, no problem. You're over the Isser Geneva simultaneously with being over the Isser of Shabbos, because he holds kinyan mashiach works on Shabbos, so therefore you're over the Geneva, and you're also over Isser Shabbos. And therefore, that's why it's Kom Lemi the Rabbim, they're occurring at the same time. Now, Ravina holds that you can make a kinyan mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim. The other opinions hold you can't make a kinyan mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim. What are they arguing about? V'tavayu, both of these opinions, v'diyuka doho masnis and komiflugi. They're arguing about the following Mishnah that we have in Bava Kama. What does it say in this Mishnah of Bava Kama? Titnan. It says in this Mishnah of Bava Kama, hayamoshro v'yotzei umeis b'shus ba'alim. And Rashi in Dibra Maskel, Hoyamoshu tells us, we're dealing here with begonev behema, a person stealing a behema, b'shus ba'alim, from the ownership place where the owner of this behema is. So you're stealing it from the house or the corral of the owner of this behema. And this is in Perek Merubah in Bava Kama. And what happened here was as follows. The person then is dragging out this animal. He's pulling it out. Mosho, v'yotze, and he takes it outside. Umeis b'shus balam. But it dies while it's still in the rishus of the balam. So he didn't effectively make a kinyan yet on this animal, because you can't make a kinyan mashiach in this fashion in the rishus of the balam. You have to make the kinyan mashiach in your rishus. So in this situation where he was pulling the animal from the owner's rishus, and he never left the owner's rishus, and the animal then dies, so he's not held liable. Potter, he doesn't have to pay for it. However, higbiho, let's say it was a smaller animal, and he picked it up, there you can make a kinyan hagbah, even though you're in the shus of the balim. Or, alternatively, osho tzio mishus balim, or he took it out from the rishus of the balim into his own rishus, and in that situation, he did make a kinyan, either by hagbah, or by bringing it into his own rishus from the rishus of the balim, and then if the animal dies, so he would be chayiv because he made a kinyan on it, and therefore he's chayiv to pay for it. Now, that's what this Mishnah in Bava Kama tells us. So Ravina Dayak Mireisha. Ravina learns out his proof that you can make a kinyan mishicha and shus harabim from the reisha of this Mishnah, and Ravacha, who says you can't make a kinyan mishicha and shus harabim, Dayak Miseifa. He made the Dayak over here from the Seifa. What does that mean? So Ravina Dayak Mireisha. Ravina wants to prove his point that you can make a kinyan mishicha in the shus harabim from the reisha over here of this Mishnah, which said, Hayamoshcho, the person is dragging the animal out, the yotze, and he hasn't yet left the rishus of the balam, umeis birishus balam, and he dies, the animal dies in the rishus of the balam, you're potter. So Ravina says that implies taima the meis birishus of balam. That's because you didn't effectively make a kinyan mishicha in the rishus of the balam, and it's still in the rishus of the balam. But the implication of that is ha'otzio mirishus balam for meis, if you were in fact able to have dragged it out from the rishus of balam into the Rishus HaRabim, it would have in fact been a valid kinyan, and then, if the animal dies or mace, you would be chayiv. So Ravina says, here you see that a kinyan mashicha works in Rishus HaRabim. So he's medayik from the Reisha. Rav Acha is medayik from the Sefer. Rav Acha doyik Sefer, higbio shotzio. The Sefer said, if you picked it up in the person's, the owner of the animal's Rishus, in his house, o shotzio, or you took it out, now this juxtaposition in the Mishnah, Hotsa Dum Yadagbo, from the Hekish over here in the Mishnah, we're saying that the two are comparable. The Hotsa has to be just like the Hagba, which means Ma Hagba de Osil Rishus. Say that the Hagba means he picked it up and went from the owner's Rishus into your Rishus. So too, the Hotsa, Afotsa, Nami de Osil Rishus, it went into your own Rishus. You didn't carry it into the Rishus HaRabim. Oh, because carrying it into the Rishus HaRabim, dragging it into the Rishus HaRabim, would not make an effective kinyan. That's why if you dragged it into your own Rishus, it makes a good kinyan. So that's where Rav Achil sees that it's only if you're in your own Rishus that you can make a kinyan Mashicha, but not in the Rishus HaRabim. So each of them, Ravina from the Reisha, Rav Acha from the Sefer, makes a deal to their Shita. But the obvious question is, what does each one do with the other one? The Rav Acha Kashi Reisha, the Ravina Kashi Sefer. Rav Acha has a problem with the deal that Ravina had made on the Reisha, and Ravina has a problem with the deal that Rav Acha made in the Sefer. So Gemara explains both of them, no problem. Reisha, Rav Acha, Lo Kasha. Why is the Reisha not a kasha to Rav Acha, who says that you can't make a kin Mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim? It seems to imply that if you did take it out of the Rishus of the Balam, i.e. into the Rishus HaRabim, you do make a valid kinyan. So he says, no, that diuk is wrong. Kamo de lo osi le Rishusei, Rishus Balam Karinabe. As long as you haven't brought it into your Rishus, it's still called the Rishus of the Balam. So when you bring it into the Rishus of the Rabim, it's still considered halachically like it's still in the owner's Rishus. It's only becoming yours when you bring it into your Rishus. And therefore, a kinyan Mashicha doesn't work in the Rishus HaRabim. And Rav Acha is fine. Sefer is not a problem to Ravina. Sefer Ravina Lokasha also. Why not? Because who says that you compare Hotzah and Hagbah? Who says that there's a Hekish over here? In fact, the Hagbah means that you take it into your own Rishus. But who says that the Hotzah means you take it into your own Rishus? The Hotzah would also work even in the Rishus HaRabim, because Ravina holds that you can make a Kinyan Mashicha in the Rishus HaRabim. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.